And as we've said, we're in North Carolina today covering the midterm elections. Democratic Senator Kay Hagan is locked in a close race with her Republican challenger, Tom Tillis. And the outcome could tilt the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. But we're going to take a break from politics right now to bring you some of the culture from the Tar Heel State. Over the weekend, the Music Maker Relief Foundation hosted an anniversary celebration for a group of aging blues musicians. The organization's mission is to protect and record an endangered art form that's often performed by artists who are living in poverty. Here and now's Peter O'Dowd has the story from Hillsborough, North Carolina.
I'm Luther Mayer.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm also known as Captain
boom,
Luke.
Boom, boom, boom,
my voice get
boom,
down so low it untie your shoestring. That give you a problem
boom,
tying them back up.
Captain Luke is 86 years old, and I barely saw him without a cigarette in his mouth. He wears a captain's hat, an accessory he picked up years ago working in a Winston-Salem drink house. A paisley tie is in a knot around his neck. For Captain Luke, the music started early.
I've been singing it since I was 14 years old, out in the cotton field plying with my uncle, following him all day in the field plying. He blew the harmonica, and he sung. And I was right behind him barefoot as a yard dog.
On that farm, Luther's uncle had a mule that worked alongside them. His name was Buck.
I just made up a song by him in King Bee. They see the little bees flying around, you know, and the big old bummer bees down in the country, around the flowers and stuff. So I just thought I'd make a song. I could make a song out of clear blue like that.
When you were a little boy?
Yeah, and now.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Can you sing the song about the bees?
Oh, boy, it's kind of hard for me to sing without a mic.
I got one right here.
Oh, there? Check, 1, 2, 3. I'm a king bee. I'm a king bee, buzzing all night long. Won't be my queen bee, baby. Oh, you got to come on into my home. Oh, I'm a king bee. Oh, baby, please be my little queen. Yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do. Yes, I'm a king and bee, baby. Won't you be my little queen? Oh, my goodness. Well, you can make honey now, baby. Oh, that no one had ever seen. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Captain Luke is part of a group called the Music Maker Relief Foundation, which celebrated an anniversary over the weekend. For 20 years, Music Maker has been helping musicians pay a heating bill or a doctor's bill. It's also a record company run by a man named Tim Duffy. It gives the artists something they desperately need, work.
When I met Tim, that's the best part of my life then, you know, because I got to go somewhere. You know what I mean? And Tim was good to us all, man. Man, we started out, we didn't hardly have money to buy lunch. We had a scrap of pennies to buy lunch, but we made it.
Captain Luke started touring in his 60s.
Tim got us some gigs, you know, different places. Greensboro, Salisbury, High Point, little places like that, you know. Then we started getting other gigs, like Atlanta, Georgia, Switzerland, France, Germany, Argentina. Oh, man, he started getting gigs like that for us, man. Oh, boy, I was having some fun, and I hadn't been nowhere. Good Lord.
I would argue that 99.99% of the great Southern music was never recorded.
This is Music Maker founder Tim Duffy.
If you follow the roots of all popular music around the world, and you follow it back to the very beginning, you'll find yourself squarely standing in the South, and the blues and the country and the bluegrass and jazz traditions all were born out of the working class poor of America. And in those communities, their great-great-grandsons and great-great-granddaughters, there's certain people that still hold those music dear. And I've always loved this kind of music, and And throughout my education and, you know, when I finally graduated, realized that the greatest roots musicians are living in poverty. You know, a lot of people living on $4,000 to $7,000 a year.
Do you think the music was in danger because so many of the people who played it were in poverty?
The music is always this kind of music. These archaic music forms are always on the edge, and they're not very celebrated. And it's very much like a social justice thing. We're crossing lines of race and poverty and trying to reach out. So it's in danger of not being heard and not being captured.
But today, it will be captured. Another man with deep-set eyes and a dark mustache above his lip sits down with Tim Duffy and Captain Luke.
Now, my real name is James, but I use Boo Hanks, because that you call me James Boo Hanks. I use Boo Hanks as a stage name.
And where does Boo come from?
I don't know. When I was a little boy, they said, hey, Boo, come here and do something. I'm like, Boo, come here and do that. I don't know what he gives. Well, you got it from, don't ask me, I don't know.
Does it make you feel good when you're playing?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, I feel good when I'm playing, yeah. To see the audience, look like the audience enjoy it, it makes me enjoy it. When they look like it makes them feel good, it makes me feel good, see. Yeah. Like,
when were you, did you start touring around and going on gigs?
I didn't start going out on the road until 2007.
And how old are you now?
86.
So you were?
79 years old.
79 years old.
Yeah, when I started out, yeah.
Boo Hanks still lives on a farm just over the North Carolina line in Virginia. His father played guitar before Boo Hanks even knew what a guitar was. He says music was a gift to him from God.
He told me, he said, if I give you a talent and you don't use it, he said, I'll take it from you and give it to somebody else.
He taught her to sing.
Yeah. What are we going to play? Keep on trucking. You know that?
Keep on trucking. I play that all the time.
Do you play it all the time? You
I do, really.
Yeah.
For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Hillsborough, North Carolina.
Keep on trucking, baby. Every night and every day. I got a girl down in New Orleans cooking them hogs and collard greens. Keep on trucking, mama. Yeah, baby.
86 years young, and you can see a video of them and photos from our trek through the Tar Heel State at hereandnow.org.
Keep on trucking, mama.